A reading from Matthew 5:11-12. Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven. For in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
Interesting he talks about the prophets because this is prophetic. Jesus is giving a warning for those who will stick with him, who will follow him, even to the cross, even to their own crucifixion and their own death. He is saying this is not going to be a walk in the park.
And it's pretty powerful. People insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you. And it's one thing to have somebody speak against you and to be negative, but to kind of drum up things in their own thinking, to falsely. This is a difficult thing, and our natural reflex as human beings is to want to defend and find retribution in this. And so Jesus is really saying, people of my kingdom live in a different way.
But the other thing I think about here, just to in terms of the amazing first chapter of Romans, where Paul is, yes, he's speaking to the Romans, but he's speaking to the human condition at that time, and our own time for that matter. And he speaks to it very graphically, of how man has departed from God and had continually been drawn back to him and then rejects and betrays him, so on and so forth. And here, all Jesus is reminding us of is the real nature or the reality of the world is not in our fantasies, but is a place that can do these things despite righteousness.
Yeah, the world doesn't care about where you're coming from. And the righteous things you do, it's a self-preserving, self-advancing world. And so it doesn't matter who it throws underneath the bus to get what it needs to get ahead. And we've all been in those situations where we've had people falsely accuse us. And it's a difficult thing to process at times, to be able to swallow those words and somehow not allow them to become a part of your self-identity without retaliating is very challenging, but it really is the mark that the kingdom of God is becoming a part of us.
And my final thought on this is, in the 20th century, one of the theologians who exemplified this to the highest degree, even to the point of death, is Dietrich Bonhoeffer. And that magnificent biography written about him by Eric Metastas. I've been reading Bonhoeffer ever since I read the biography, and it just reminded me of what is required of a Christian is sometimes so much more than we think it is, because the world is so at odds with not only God, but with you.
And you capture it so well. Bonhoeffer lived out all of these Beatitudes. We could walk back over all of them that we've been through up to this point. We can see that his response made him the ultimate expression of the kingdom of God in the day in which he lived.